Well, I'm pleased to present to you three varieties that we'll potentially have for sale in 2015, pending deregulation. And I've got to acknowledge my co-author here, our breeder, Dr. Tom Brooks. We have to have the obligatory lawyer slide. This was actually provided by Monsanto lawyers, not surprisingly. There's a lot of words to say that if this stuff doesn't get deregulated, well, this is all good information to have, but it won't do you a whole lot of good if you can't buy it. Our three new Bogart 2 Extendflex varieties are 3405 B2XF, 3406 B2XF, and 5007 B2XF. All of them have the next gen designation or NG. You'll begin to see that more and more from Americot. We do have two brands, Americot and Next Gen, and all of our traded products will continue to have Next Gen as the brand. 3405 is in the early mid with very broad adaptability across the belt. 3406 is also an early mid, but a bit more determinate than 3405, and adapted primarily to the northern high plains, the northern mid-south, and the southeast. Then 5007 is a mid to full adapted primarily to Arizona and the southern southeast. A little bit more detail on the characteristics. Again, maturity-wise, two early mids and a mid to full. Of the three, 3406 is much more tight in the burr, which is a big advantage for us in West Texas. Leaf hair, two are semi-smooth, one smooth. I give a little secret about semi-smooth designations for seed companies, and just ask Galen Morgan. He's the expert on this. Semi-smooth is a catch-all. So when it's not just very, very smooth or it's not very, very hairy, we all call it semi-smooth. So I'll give you the decoder ring for 3405s, a bit more on the smooth side, but still has enough hair to where we need to call it semi-smooth. 3406 is a little bit more hairy, so it's on the hairier side of semi-smooth. Seedling vigor, all of them displayed very good seedling vigor, but of the three, 3405 was extremely impressive. Plant height, 3405 and 6 are medium height, and 5007 is a tall plant. Note the first fruiting branch was 5007 fruited earlier than the other two. Limp percent wise, and you'll see a lot more data within the presentation here on fiber and limp percent. So these are limp percents from small gins, so you can kind of see the comparison there. Of the three, 5007 had the higher limp percents. Of the fiber qualities, of the three, 3406 has the best of the three, followed by 5007. With regard to disease tolerance, we don't have any data for fusarium. Verticillium tolerance, nothing to really write home about. All of them are sort of middle-of-the-road average. Bacterial blight, all are susceptible. As far as maturity, compared to some experimentals and some other competitor varieties, the way you read this graph is over to the left is early and over to the right is late. We had a couple of experimentals here that were early. And then here's 3405 and 3406. This is an early mid here. This is compared to, say, Delta Pine 1137. And here's our experimental B2RF variety that we had, as well as Phytogen 499, our flagship variety in next-gen 1511 B2RF, and next-gen 5315 amid the full variety of B2RF. And then you see 5007. This is from the South Texas, Mid-South, and Southeast locations. If we look at the same kind of comparison across the high enrolling plains, you see 3406 and 3405 here compared to 1511, common competitor Fibromax 2484 B2F, and then compared to some of our other B2RF varieties like this experimental here, next-gen 3348, 4010, 4012, and 4111 RF. As far as some yield and fiber quality information belt-wide, we compared to our 1511 B2RF and that experimental B2RF we had here in 4350. You can see that across the belt, at least, in over 18 trials, we didn't see any significant differences. So all of them had really good lint yields. Lint percents, 3405 and 3406, as well as 5315 and 5007 were not different from 1511. Of course, 1511 is known for having high gin turnout. Lengthwise, 5315 and 5007 had the longest fiber. strength-wise, 1511 had the longest by far. Micronair, we see continued improvement on Micronair, especially compared to 1511, 3405 and 3406, and particularly had significantly lower Micronairs than 1511. See uniformity values there, crop loan values, and lint values. As far as growth and development of these three B2XFs compared to 1511 and the experimental 4350, early vigor-wise, again, as I mentioned previously, that 3405 just really came up well, and across the belt, everywhere I looked at it, it just looked phenomenal. Notice first fruiting branch, again, 5007 continues to fruit earlier than the rest, although there are no differences there. Nose above white flower collected at late bloom, which is sort of a good indicator of determinacy. You see at 3406 had the lowest value there. Plant height-wise, 5315 was the tallest among those, but not different from 5007. Total nose, 1511, had the most, although there were no differences. Same story on bowl size, that 4350 had the largest bowl size. Now what I'd like to do is take each of those varieties and compare them to 1511. 1511 is, again, is our flagship, and we sell it all over the cotton belt, so it has broad adaptability, so it's a good comparator to see how widely adapted these new varieties are. So in this graph, going from roughly west to east here, we're comparing, in this case, 3405 to 1511. So if it's a positive bar, that means it out-yielded 1511. If it has a star, that was significant. If it's a negative bar, that means 1511 yielded higher than it. So you can tell right away 3405 versus 1511 in Arizona, 3405 significantly out-yielded 1511. Which that's saying something. 1511 does really well out in Arizona. Same as 1511 in the Southern High Plains. We sell a lot of 1511 Southern High Plains, so that's a very good sign there. We think this is going to be a variety that can move north of Lubbock, and that's been a challenge for 1511 by and far, so we look forward to moving some of this north of Lubbock. Rolling Plains, South Texas, Central Texas, South Delta, all the same as 1511. And Southern Southeast tends to do a little bit better than 1511, at least numerically. 3406, again, this is another early mid, but more determinate compared to 1511. Again, this is another one that we think can move north of Lubbock, and again, this is one that is a little bit tighter in the burr, so that's going to be a huge advantage there. Same as 1511 out west, Southern High Plains. Tends to do a little bit better than the more north you go. The southern parts of the Mid-South and in the Southeast does not tend to do as well as 1511 does. Now 5007, that mid to full, compared to 1511, again in Arizona, significantly out-yielded 1511, but as expected in some of the areas that you wouldn't expect a mid to full variety to do well, of course it did not do well as well as 1511. But one area that it does do extremely well is the Southern Southeast. This is lower South Carolina, Georgia, Southern Alabama, Florida. Compared to some competitors across South Texas, Mid-South, and Southeast here, we have it compared to Phytogen 499 and Delta Pine 1137. And of course, we also have our 1511, 5315, and our experimental B2RF in there. You can see that all the 3405 and the 3406 were not different from 1511. And this 5007 was not different from the other mid-to-fulls in that trial. Moving on to the high and rolling plains areas, comparing it to Fibromax 2484 B2F, as well as some of our other B2 RFs and RF varieties that we sell out in the high and rolling plains. You can see that these two, 3406 and 3405, did extremely well. Obviously didn't test the 5007 being a mid to full variety. Isn't really adapted to high and rolling plains. So since 3405 and 3406, which were tested as AMDG5 and AMDG6, for those of you who either had trials for us or toured our trials this past season, since they are both early mids, how do you place one against the other? So in this graph here, the one-to-one line, is this black line. So if this red line, which goes through the data, is above that black line, that means 3405, that 5 got cut off, performed better than 3406. If it's below the line, that means 3406 had an advantage there. You can see that 3405 is much more broadly adapted. As you get into the higher yield situations, that's where 3406 has a little bit better advantage. So again, to recap, 3405 is an early mid with very broad adaptability, excellent yield potential, very good stability. 3406 is another early mid, but more determinate than 5. Primary adaptations, northern high plains, northern mid-south, northern southeast. Best on the highly more productive irrigated ground, good storm tolerance, good fiber quality. 5007 is a mid to full, primarily adapted to Arizona and southern southeast, with good fiber quality and higher turnout. Appreciate your time and attention, and thanks for your business.